Welcome to our weekly podcast right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Glad to have you with us. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney. I have a California insurance license, and everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It is my opinion only. Most of the time, a really good opinion, but my opinion only. How do you contact me? A couple ways. Right there on the webpage where you're listening to this podcast, you can call me on my phone number. My phone number is right at the top, 800-999-8007. Or you can email me. If you scroll down, you'll find a place to email me. You'll find a place for my upcoming workshop, which is coming up in a couple weeks. You can sign up for the workshop. Or you can get in to see me. But all my contact information is right there on the webpage where you are listening to this podcast. Okay, here we go. The title of today's podcast is I Give Up. It doesn't mean I'm quitting. It means I give up. I give up. I give up. I give up. All of you out there who believe that you're going to escape this, you win. I give up. I don't know what else to do. This week, I've
my office within the last week. Two people. One of them from down south of here. Husband has dementia. Mom's about to die trying to take care of him. A friend brought them in. The dad, because of his dementia, is aggressive. He's threatening to do harm to himself and to others, and because he's demented. And so I said, I can help, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. And the friend said, you really have to do this. And then the wife decided she can't pull the trigger. And, there's lots of other things going on in her life. And it's just really hard right now to make a decision and blah, 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 blah. The point is the 900-pound gorilla is working. The husband's going to get worse. And the wife will probably die off first. And then what's going to happen? All hell is going to break loose. That's one of them this week. The other one is a daughter who takes care of a mother in Southern California, trying to do this long distance. In the last year, they have gone through more than $100,000 paying for care at home. Why? Because that's where mom wants to be. Mom can't get out of bed. Mom has 24-hour day caregivers, so her quality of life is not good. But again, the 900-pound gorilla is in the room, and we can't make a decision. I don't know. It's just, I talk to my brother, and I don't know. That's where mom wants to be. And she said, but we're going through them. I said, you're going to be out of money in a year, and you're going to be selling the house. And she said, well, yeah, you're going to be out of money in a year. So you're going to be back talking to me in a year with no money. Wouldn't it make more sense to not have to lose all the money, have that available for better care for mom, protect what you have, make sure it's preserved? Wouldn't that, that would be a better thing. But, I don't know. And so we had to talk about the 900-pound gorilla. And we had the discussion about who's the responsible adult here. And she said, I am, but you're not willing to make the decision because you're afraid your mom, who's an invalid in bed and needs 24-hour day care, is going to be mad at you. I give up. I don't know how to fight that kind of lunacy anymore, folks. I really don't. Your job is to determine who the responsible adult is, and then as the responsible adult to make wise decisions. Not popular decisions, wise decisions. Your job as the caregiver or the person in charge is to make decisions that are the best given the set of circumstances. Not what we want, but for some of you listening to this and some of you that come into my office, and when I talk to elder law attorneys, they suffer the same thing. They suffer through this stuff where people just go, I don't know. It's so hard, Bob. You don't understand. It's so hard. I've been doing this for 30 years. In the last 2 weeks, I've had three clients die and two go to nursing homes. I understand what goes on here. But I also know that somebody has to step up and be the responsible adult. I don't know what else to do except I continue doing what I'm doing and hope people will stop this nonsense of, I don't know, you know, Bob, mom wants to be at home. You know, where's your mom? Well, she lays in bed 24 hours a day. She can't get out of bed. Well, what about hygiene? Well, she wears Depends. So your mom's laying there all day in her own human waste and being taken care of and cleaned up by two people who are unlicensed and don't know her. Well, yeah, that's right. But she wants to stay at home. And I just shake my head and I go, I'm done. I can't take it anymore. I just can't take it anymore. So you have a choice. You can be one of those people that just feels sorry for yourself and, man, this is terrible and I shouldn't have been put in this position and this is hard and all. Or you can grow up and deal with it and deal with the stuff that needs to be dealt with so that you are making wise decisions, not popular decisions, wise decisions. It's up to you. I can help. I can make a difference in your life and in your family's life. Or you can just keep going around looking for plan C. By the way, plan C, the people hear plan A, plan B, they believe there's a secret plan C, that if they just had plan C, it would all be better. There is no plan C. For those of you who are dealing with this in your own family, it's time to stand up, put on your big boy or big girl pants, and move on and deal with this stuff. Feeling sorry for yourself in the situation does not benefit anybody in the situation. Thanks for listening. I know this is a tough one to listen to, but after 30 years, there are just sometimes when I go, I've had it. I've had it. So if I can help, my phone numbers are there, my email's there, my workshops are there. Make the decision to stop sitting around twiddling your thumbs and feeling bad. Make the decision to make the decision to move on and make wise choices. Thanks for joining me. I hope you listen to my other podcasts, my radio show, which are right here on my webpage, and we'll see you again next Wednesday, every Wednesday at noon, right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Take control of a bad situation. We'll see you next week. Have a great day.